97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. It's time to catch up on what's trending out there in the world. And for that, we are joined by Victor Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
Hello.
You?
Doing great. Doing fantastic. I feel like not a lot of people exist currently that care even a little bit about the Munsters. Do you care at all about the Munsters?
Not really. I know Rob Zombie thinks that it's a good idea to do a movie.
He is the biggest Munsters fan on the planet.
I love the fact that, so Rob Zombie's making a Munsters movie and the trailer's out. I love the fact that it's like a fun PG romp.
Yeah.
From this guy who is like the head of White Zombie, who's just made nothing but gory horror movies when he turned to directing.
He's allegedly a lovely person.
Oh, yeah.
In real life, which is always delightful, especially when you hear about someone who is endlessly fascinated by horror and gore.
Alice Cooper, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then just Rob Zombie is just the loveliest, friendliest man, according to everybody.
Which makes sense.
But he is the biggest Munsters fan on the face of the earth. He loves the Munsters more than I think I love anything, actually. And this has been his white whale for forever. He's wanted to make a Munsters movie forever. And I guess he's finally famous enough that someone is allowing him to do it. Someone gave him money to do it. The reactions to it from a bunch of people who probably don't care about the Munsters / don't have much experience, maybe looked it up a little bit. It led me here because I wanted to talk with you about camp.
Right.
Because the trailer is obviously camp.
Very campy.
The show is very camp.
Like the Munsters itself,
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of folks seeing this trailer and commenting things about how it looks terrible, how it looks like a student film, how like it's just sloppy. Yeah, a lot of that is on purpose, though.
Right. See, that's the thing about camp, is it's very hard to do intentional
camp. That's correct.
Rocky Horror pulled it off. Rocky Horror was intentional camp that works, but usually when you try to do camp, it doesn't work as well.
There's such a thing as overcommitting to camp, and I feel like camp very much aligns with the adage of within every lie, there's every great lie, there has to be a grain of truth. Within every great expression of camp, some part of you has to believe.
Has to believe.
You have to believe that this is truly the greatest thing that's ever been made.
Which is why Rocky Horror works.
Exactly.
Because it's intentional camp.
It believes in itself.
Richard O'Brien believed in that project, and that's why it works. Yeah.
So, as campy as the Munsters trailers look, I don't love the Munsters. I have fond memories of watching the Munsters with my family when I was but a wee lad. And I will go see this movie. Because I know that some part of Rob Zombie truly believes that this is his masterpiece.
Magnum opus.
And that faith in himself and in the Munsters IP, I think, is going to carry us to something good.
You know what this actually reminds me of more than anything else? Hairspray. Because you think about John Waters as a filmmaker, like, he was just all about the campy, but also the obscene, the too hot for even a midnight theater, like shocking and provocative. And then he does this 180 and produces this very family-friendly movie that still has the same like campy vibe and definitely the same provocative politics lurking behind it. But it's a very like sweet, candy, family-friendly movie. And this feels like that to me. And Hairspray works incredibly well.
It really does. There's a reason Hairspray has the legs it does. Like, that is a show that will be around forever.
Yeah. And of course, the movie before that. Like,
Well, movie, show, property, IP. I'm just going to say
making
IP
sure we're not just talking about the musical. This goes back to original Divine, as Edna Turnblad.
Which, speaking of famous people, I mean, I guess we're just talking about the Munsters all day this time.
Uh-huh.
Elvira is going to be in the Munsters.
Yeah.
But she is not going to be in Elvira costume.
Of course
She's
not.
She's going to be a real estate agent. And it's so cool. I'm so excited about this.